This one is fresh out of the
I don't give a news.
But we discuss it anyway because it's doing the rounds this morning as we take a look at this pollard.
I think it's great, actually. I do give a beep about it.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's to do with your trolley at the supermarket and how it determines if you're a good person or not.
Yes.
On pedestrian.
It's called the shopping cart theory,
yes.
Or in Australia we'd probably call it the shopping trolley theory. And basically it's the perfect litmus test, as you said, to find out whether or not a person is good or bad. Do you return your trolley to whence it came?
Are you asking me the question?
From whence it came.
Do you know if I do or not?
No, I'm asking a hypothetical
okay.
here, because if you're somebody that returns your trolley to the trolley bay, you'd be deemed a good human being. But if you didn't return it and you just put it like somewhere near the car or in between cars, you'd be deemed a savage.
Yeah, so they're basing it on no consequences for not doing it. So just because you don't return it, there's no consequences for it,
yeah.
But it says a lot about you. If you're that person that just goes boom and dumps it somewhere. This even goes as far as saying a person who is unable to return their trolley is no better than an animal. This is what it says on the article. An absolute savage who can only be made to do what is right by threatening them with the law and the force that stands behind it.
I like animals. I think animals are nice.
They're great. Animals are great.
Yeah. But I think I've been both people.
Yeah.
I have been somebody. In fact, I've been all three people, because there are people that return the trolley. Then there are people that just dump the trolley anywhere in the car park. And then there are other people who think, oh, I'll get it away from people by putting it in like the nature strip or up on the curb.
Well, then there's also people who steal the trolley. There's those people as well. If you drive around the neighbourhoods, you'll see the odd trolley.
Yeah, I haven't done that. But those three things I have done.
Yeah.
But what I will say that I do frequently and only now these days, because I'm so frightened of karma, is I will always return the trolley to the trolley bay.
I go as far as finding a lovely old lady who needs some help, and I will take my unused trolley to
you
that
absolutely
lady.
Absolutely do not.
I absolutely do. And then I say to that lady, do you need a hand with your shopping? Because I've just done mine. I'm more than happy to come through and lift some heavy stuff for you and help you get it into the car. So
that
I don't know.
The biggest load of
I don't know what that says about me, but that's
heard.
That's all I'm saying is that that's the kind of guy that I am with my trolley. And I'll even wait for hours until an old lady rocks up to help her with her groceries. So, you know, where do I fit into the theory, Pollard? Where do I fit?
You can't, because your head's so big.
I have been known to help old ladies at the supermarket, though. I will say that. Give me some credit for that.
Now is not the time to big up yourself. We're doing this shopping trolley theory.
Now is the perfect time to big up yourself.